Welcome back to our podcast this week.
We are continuing from last week.
Yes. Okay, so where were we?
Okay, well, speaking of icks,
yeah.
What's an ick that you have for guys?
I think I have several.
Okay.
But, okay, my biggest ick is when something unexpected happens to a guy and he panics. Like, okay. I can't.
Yeah.
Because, well, I don't know if this is because I was raised as the only child and I was trained to like fix things on my own.
Yeah.
But I usually don't call for help or like scream or panic the first round.
Yeah.
Especially because my mom freaks out.
Yeah, yeah.
She freaks out so much that I have to be like the calm
one. Yeah.
Anyways. So like when I see a guy, like literally for the smallest things, like let's say he got his new shoes and there was like a puddle and his new white shoes got wet and dirty. And he's like, oh my fucking God, my day is ruined. Like, what do I do?
Oh my God.
Like, it's just a shoe.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, when he's not smooth with things. So like when we go to a restaurant and he gets his card out and like he's all ready to pay.
Yeah.
And then the person comes back like, this card got declined.
Oh my
and
God.
He's like, oh my God, what do I do? Like, why the fuck didn't it work? Oh. Like, it must work. Can you try again? Like, can you like call the card service?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, if he's like fighting the restaurant, I feel like, oh my God.
Like, he should be like, sorry about that. And like, give like another card or like, right? Be smooth about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work, if that doesn't work and the cash doesn't work, I'm willing to pay. So like, just don't panic.
Yeah.
Like, that's
and make it a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And make it a scene. Yeah. That's true.
I don't like it when guys, it's a major ick for me when they panic about like the smallest things or something that can be fixed.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
No, but I totally feel that because I feel like if I go traveling with him and like we go to this like foreign country, like let's say the Philippines, let's say Thailand. And we don't speak the language there.
No.
And then we have like a dinner reservation and like obviously like, I don't know, he's leading the way. So like he takes us to the restaurant and like they're speaking to him in Thai and he does not know, understand like what he, what they're saying to him. But obviously I don't understand either. And he looks at me.
Yeah.
Like, he looks at me as if I would be able to understand what they're saying and be able to respond. Like, bro, like, I'm on the, like, I'm on the same page as you.
Yeah.
Like, we both don't speak it. Why are you coming to me for help?
I like it when guys give me options. So, like, if you go to the restaurant and they're like, do you want, you know, the window seat or, like, you know, the inside seat?
Yeah.
And he asked me, which one do you want?
Yeah,
that's
like,
no, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
But like, obviously, like, he's coming to you for help with like the intention that he doesn't understand what they're saying. So like, hey, like, can you help me? But like, I don't understand either. Like, I, in that moment, what I would want him to do is like try his best.
Yeah, yeah.
To understand or like just deal on it with his own.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
try.
Be like, sorry, like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, to saying that to them is also fine. Yeah. Or like, you know, do something.
Do something.
Like, don't look at me.
I'm not your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, even if we do go to like, I don't know, California, and I speak English, but he doesn't, right? And if they're speaking to him like, hey, do you want like, what kind of eggs do you want? I still want him to try on his own. I don't want him to ask me.
Right, like egg, what's eggs?
Yeah. Like, if you think about it a little bit, maybe you can get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like, if he's by himself, what would he have done?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't, in that moment, I don't want him to feel embarrassed because I understand and he doesn't.
Right.
So he just asked me for help like he's a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because like, I would not be embarrassed if he's trying his best.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, make me want to help you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, if he's trying his best, I'd be like, oh my God, like, good job. Like, you can speak it.
Yeah. True. Yeah, I would definitely
like,
want
to
try.
Like, then I would respect him. But then, like, if he's, like, being a baby.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, my God, I don't know what they're saying. Help me, Hina. Like.
That is a major ick.
Right?
I agree, yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
I feel like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I did not want to go to lunch with him.
Anyways. So, another question. If there's a guy you're talking to.
Yeah.
And you like him.
Yeah.
But if his guy friends are always partying and fucking around with girls.
Yeah.
Would you still date him if he tells you that he's different and he's loyal? He'd be like, I know my friends are crazy. I wouldn't date them either. But, you know.
Well, in this case, because I'm into red flags, I would say I would. And I would say that's partially why I'm attracted to him.
Right.
But I do think I am, I am an outlier in a sense, but I do also know that there's a lot of girls like me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. No, because I think they fully understand that, looking at their his guy friends are so important.
Yeah.
But I think if they really like the guy, they will just close their eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And try not to see.
No, literally.
The potential.
I'm so good at being blind. But like, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact that I'm not going to get married to this guy.
Okay.
I always say this. But
yeah, I always say this.
But there's definitely a difference in guys that I just want to date versus a guy that I want to get married to.
Okay.
And in that case, he's a guy that I want to date. Because right. I'm expecting fun
yeah.
within this youth
so
that I am living.
What is something that you expect in a guy when it comes to marriage?
Well, so much more like patience and like loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to feel safe.
Right.
A guy that does not make me feel anxious uh-huh. is a guy that I want to get married to.
Right.
And that for comes sure with a guy that is obviously more in love with me than mm-hmm. I am in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that also like, you know, goes around the anxiety part, right?
Right.
So yeah. And that guy that you just described
yeah
does not make
true,
me
true,
feel
true,
safe.
Safe yeah
I'm very anxious but like at the same time it sounds very fun to be
it's
with
like
him
a little
very
bit toxic.
Playful yeah yeah yeah,
yeah.
So like
steamy yeah I guess
yeah
if it's just dating then you can yeah
yeah yeah yeah
yeah, yeah.
Like it makes me kind of like want to be blind in a sense
yeah
like,
yeah
it's so dumb
yeah
it sounds so dumb but like low-key giving hope like
yeah
like maybe just for me he would be you know
different
yeah also I feel like a guy like that gives me less pressure
because for
now.
You to be like, for now
yeah yeah yeah
right
because you know what I mean because like it's less
if
pressure.
He's too good then
yeah,
you might have to marry this guy
yeah
and you don't want to think about marriage
yeah.
right now okay got it
or like too much responsibility in me being a good girlfriend
right
like that sounds so bad but like you know what I mean
no I get it. You're not capable of being a good girlfriend right now.
Yeah.
Because you're so busy with
I don't
work
fully
and stuff.
Trust myself either.
Yeah,
in
same.
Being able to provide for him or like be a good girlfriend, be yeah. responsible
yeah.
for my drinking, for my like
partying.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Not that I'm saying that I'm going to be a cheater, but like even just
right.
like outside of cheating.
Yeah.
Like if I get wasted, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah. That's not looking good on
yeah,
the boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
I agree.
So in that sense, it's like it makes me feel a little bit more, you know,
yeah,
better, I guess. Mm-hmm. What about you?
But like for me, I think with my previous relationship,
yeah,
I learned to like be in a relationship only through communication because I was in a long distance relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to like actually talk and like physically and mentally be stable so that I can continue this fucking relationship for 4 years.
Yeah.
So long. But that's when I realized that it's really important how mentally stable each other is
yeah.
in a relationship.
Yeah.
But I do think that I was giving in like almost 100% in this relationship.
Yeah.
As opposed to he was giving in 70%.
Yeah.
Not because he didn't want to, but because he was so like mentally not there yet. Like he was like not able to, or he wasn't, you know, stable enough, I
yeah.
guess. So I had to work a lot harder than he did.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. I don't know. He probably worked hard too, but like, you know, I feel like I was always.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm scared to do that now. I'm scared to give in 100% for someone because I feel like I don't know, gave too much or like wasted my time or, you know. Oh, so if I can date a guy with bad guy friends, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ideally, I don't want to. But if I find out later, like after I dated him, I think I wouldn't break up with him because of that.
But I feel like that's something that you would know from the beginning.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I didn't.
About who?
About my ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
Right. But anyways, what about,
yeah,
would you date a guy who has cheated once before but tells you that he deeply regrets it and won't do it ever again? Another like minor red flag guy.
That is such a red flag, but minor.
Because the fact that he's already telling you like he's being honest, you know?
I guess.
Like he could have been like, I never cheated.
Yeah.
But like he's being honest and he's telling you how much he regrets it. Would you date him?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But I'm the one who's always like, once a cheater, always a cheater.
I know.
But then I imagine myself like really into this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm really obsessed with him.
If
I'm really obsessed with him, like if he cheated or not, like it wouldn't matter to me.
Oh my god. That's worse. But I don't know. Yeah.
Obviously. But like you said, like, if he's like being straight up with me and telling me that he's cheated before, mm-hmm. but he never wants to do it again, mm-hmm. like, I would put hope in that.
Yeah. Or like, I would tell him, like, if we get in this relationship and like there's a situation that might make you want to cheat.
Yeah.
I need you to break up with me right before you do it. Because I don't want to be cheated on.
Right, right.
But yeah.
You would say that to him?
I guess.
He wouldn't do that. He could never.
He could never.
But like, I would say like that's low-key like a second chance for him. Because mm-hmm. like, I feel like usually when you're in the relationship and he cheats on you once mm-hmm. and he's like, I really regretted it. I'm really sorry. Then I think in that moment, like, there's a lot of people who would give a second chance within that same relationship.
Right, right, right.
But then with my relationship, there's no second chances. This is basically your second chance.
Right, right. You're not going to get another chance.
Yeah, within my relationship.
Right, right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you already cheated once.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why, and I'm saying I will still date you.
Yeah.
But that means that if you cheat on me and I find out, there's no more.
Right.
Third chance.
Yeah.
Basically.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. She said it, girl.
No more third and chances no or second more. Chances.
Nope.
Don't cheat on me.
Fuck. If he cheated on you, would it make it better if you cheat on him once too? Like, he's like, I cheated. I'm sorry. I won't ever do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But because I cheated on you once, you can cheat on me once
you
or twice.
You can?
Or like, please go cheat on me once or twice.
Oh my God. I can't believe he would say that. I can't believe he would say that because that just makes it feel like he is, it's going to make him feel better.
Mm-hmm.
For him cheating, mm-hmm. to know that I also cheated on him.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, maybe he's thinking that, like, that would make me feel better. But why is that going to make me feel better?
Right.
That's so selfish of him. I would be so mad.
No, no, no. Okay, but what if you cheated on him?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. It won't happen again.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, I forgive you, but let me just go cheat on you once or twice.
Oh my God. I'd be like, if that's what you really want. Okay. I'd be like, what the fuck? Where does that logic come from? Just break up with me then.
Yeah. But I think if you do that, eventually it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
But just don't cheat, guys. Just don't.
Yeah, just don't.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Checking if you're a girl's girl.
Mm-hmm.
Would you lie for your girl if she cheated on her boyfriend?
Fuck. Fuck.
Would you lie for me? You're really close to my boyfriend as well. You're really, really close to my boyfriend. One of our guy best friends, I cheated on him accidentally.
Fuck you for that. Fuck you for that. You know what? Like, I'm literally not going to see your boyfriend because I don't want to lie.
But what if he, like, calls you?
Oh, my, I'm not going to pick up.
Because he's, like, low-key sus.
I'm not going to pick up. I'm just not going to be on social media. I'm not posting. I'm not online. I'm gone.
He's like, Meg, I really need you to tell me, like, I know you're best friends with her, but I need you to straight up tell me because she's not being honest with me.
And then I'm going to go to you and be like, this is what your boyfriend is saying. Why haven't you told him that you cheated on him yet?
Because I can't.
Yeah, I will.
Can you?
I'm going to literally like force her to tell him though. You know what? Like, it depends. Like, the relationship that I have with the boyfriend, too. You know? Because I'm close with the boyfriend, too, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I love him, too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Obviously.
Then I'm going to, like, I'm just going to tell you to, like, just break up with him or something. You don't have to tell him that you cheated on him. Just break up with him.
No, but I can't because I love him.
Even tell him. He's going to probably forgive you.
But what if he might not?
It also depends on how sweet of a guy he is, too.
Yeah.
Like, if he's, like, a douchebag, I'd be like, yeah, she cheated on you.
I mean, no, or he's no, not no. a douchebag.
I'm not supposed to say that. I'd be like, nah, she didn't cheat on you.
No. He's not a douchebag.
He's a really sweet guy.
Yeah, sweet guy. Like, why did you cheat on him kind of sweet guy.
Right.
And you know how much I love him, too.
Right, right. Okay, so why did you cheat? Okay, I need to ask. I need the details. I'm sorry. Why did you cheat? Was it just, like, no feelings?
No feelings.
You will not do it again?
Physically attracted to this guy.
And you're not in contact with him?
No.
Oh, my God. Are you sure you're not in contact? Did you block him on Instagram?
I don't know.
Block
maybe,
him?
Maybe he was on tour in Japan.
Never see him again. Promise me that. Promise me that and I will lie for you.
Like, maybe he doesn't live in Japan. He just happened to be here.
Okay. But you're not in contact with him anymore. He can't.
No.
You need to post on your story that you have a boyfriend.
Oh my god, this is why I don't like posting that I have a boyfriend.
You need to stop liking his Instagram stories. You need to stop sliding into his DMs. You need to stop liking his story. And then I will lie for you.
Wow.
If you're doing all of that.
Okay.
Do it.
Okay.
You can't just be like, sus. Like, you can't be doing those sussy things and then make me lie.
Yeah.
You
need to like true.
Perfectly cover it up so that I can lie. Obviously, I'm going to try my best. Okay. But if it's just physical, like just one time thing.
Yeah. Yeah. One time thing.
Yeah.
Only. Nothing more.
God damn it.
The things she will do for me.
I just need to push her to tell him, though. I'm going to, like, manipulate her in her sleep. You want to tell your boyfriend
oh my
that
God,
you cheated?
That's so scary. Yeah.
Would you? No, you would.
Do what?
You just lie.
Like, for you?
You don't really care. Like, you wouldn't even do it if it wasn't for me, would you?
No.
Like, oh, really?
Hmm? Yeah, I would lie.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't tell me to. And he would be like, wait. But she told me she did. I'd be like, oh, what?
Wait, what about that? You know, the TikTok thing? So, what if my boyfriend calls you and he's like, Meg says she's supposed to be with you, but is she with you right now? Because she's not texting me back.
Oh, yeah, no. Wait, did she tell you that she's with me?
Yeah.
No. We just met earlier.
Wait, so she's not with you right now?
No, she is. I meant she is.
Oh.
Like, we always are.
Wait, can you get her on the call? Because I want to talk to her and she's not responding.
Yeah. Wait, just give me a second. And I'm going to hang up. And then I'm going to call you.
Wait, you're so bad at lying. I can't.
Wait, what? That was so good.
Yeah. Did she tell you that? Yeah.
Wait, what? That was so good.
So bad.
Okay, try me again.
Yo, Hina, is Meg with you right now?
Yeah, she is.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. We're just chilling in the house.
Wait, can you get her on the phone? Because I want to talk to her real quick.
Yeah. And I'll be like, Meg. I think she's sleeping.
Wait, can you wake her up? It's pretty urgent.
Okay, wait. Meg. Wait, I think she's pooping. just let me know. Just tell me right now. I have to get in a meeting. Just tell me right now. I'm going to have to hang up. Tell me. What is it?
That's really good. I think, yeah.
Yeah.
You having to hang up because you're... Yeah.
Okay, so use that tactic. If we ever have to be in that situation. I have to get in a meeting in 5 minutes. In like 1 minute. Yeah. Tell me.
I'll tell her.
That's way better than a bad reception.
Yeah, bad reception is just bullshit.
Bad reception doesn't happen.
Nope.
Unless you're in an elevator.
Mm.
So maybe so from the beginning, she'd be like, I'm in an elevator right now.
I'm about to get on an elevator right now. And I'm going about to go to the 27th floor.
Yeah, literally. Okay, what would you do?
What? If your boyfriend calls me?
I'm Hina's boyfriend. Oh, do you know where she's at? She said she's with you.
I'd be like, oh. Oh my God. Sika, if he says, is Hina with you right now? Without telling me that you're supposed to be with me, I'd be like, no. Like, I wouldn't know, you know? Like, I'd be like, no, she's not.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
This bitch.
Like, I would... If he's like, she told me that she's supposed to be with you. Is she with you right now? I'd be like, yeah. But if he's like, is Hina with you right now? Like, just straightforward.
Because, like, this shit never happens in the first place, right? Like, it's not like he called, like, it's not like my boyfriend calls you.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
And asks you for this.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe it's like the first time that he even texted you during the
day. Right, okay. Then I'd be like, yeah, but I'm just heading out now. She's at the house. And I'll be like, go back to
your
house.
I feel like it's like low-key too dangerous if you give him the location, you know?
Of where you're at?
Yeah.
Because he might know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Because like, he knows where you're at, and then I say that I'm with you, and he's like, okay, so where are you at? What am I supposed to say? I'm like, elevator. I'm not supposed to say where, like, elevator.
But maybe if I can't answer these questions, I'd be like, whoa, like, why are you being so sus? Like, do you guys have something going on?
Yeah, I just need to, like, switch the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh my God, is she cheating on you?
Just kidding.
LOL.
Yeah. Anyways, battery's about to run out.
No.
So, we're just gonna end it here.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. We'll have more coming up next week, so stay tuned for that.
Yes. Oh my god, but we didn't tell them that this is the last time we're gonna be in the studio.
Sad. We're graduating from the studio.
Yes. We don't have any other plans next of where we're gonna be filming other than our home.
Yeah.
But hopefully we can get you some good news soon.
Yes. So please stay tuned for that.
We'll be back next week from our home, basically. Yeah.
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 Okay.
See you guys soon. Bye.